This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the U.S. military and State Department rush to evacuate American citizens and Afghan allies from Kabul's airport, Taliban checkpoints are cutting them off, not letting them pass. President Biden did not consult our NATO partners and unilaterally decided to remove American troops from Afghanistan before all of our peoples could get out. The late Senator John McCain warned Americans about the incompetence of Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
A vote concerning Mr. Tony Blinken, who is not only unqualified, but in fact, in my view, one of the worst selections that of a very bad lot that this president has chosen.
The Georgia State Elections Board has voted to appoint a bipartisan panel to review the management of elections in Fulton County. Republican Governor Brian Kemp, a former Secretary of State, applauded the action. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Texas Democrat lawmakers under the threat of arrest have returned to Texas. Wendy King reports.
For the first time in nearly 6 weeks, state officials said there were enough lawmakers present in the Texas House for the chamber to conduct business, opening the door for passage of the GOP priority elections bill that Democrats have been attempting to kill for the past several weeks by staying far away from the Capitol. The margin was razor thin, and it was unclear for hours before gaveling in whether Republicans had gotten enough members in the chamber to begin their work. Even Republican State Congressman Steve Allison of San Antonio, who confirmed he was positive for COVID-19 a day earlier, showed up to the House to help swing the numbers, though he stayed isolated in a room on the other side of the chamber. The quorum was reached with the help of three Democrats who broke ranks with other members still refusing to return. Those three Democrats joined some other Democrats who have already trickled back to the chamber after initially participating in the quorum bust.
USA Radio News.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
The Biden administration is telling vaccinated Americans to get another booster shot. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is giving the green light for COVID booster shots. At the White House, Biden explaining it'll be easy to get the third shot. The president saying Americans should get the booster shot 8 months after they've got their second dose of a coronavirus vaccine. If you choose not to get that booster shot, Dr. Susanna Hills tells USA Radio News, you'll be susceptible to COVID-19 as the vaccine does eventually wear off.
Particularly those who are moderately to severely immunocompromised, people who have had organ transplants or who have certain immune system illnesses that put them at higher risk for having a lower immune response, those are the folks who are really going to be most at risk. It still seems that people who have a normal responsive immune system are likely to have good protection from the things we are most worried about, like hospitalization and death and severe illness. They're likely to have good protection still, it's really the folks who are immunocompromised who are most worried about at this point.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
14 million Americans that have been vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine are not requested at this time, as not enough data is available. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Deroy Murdoch joins us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Hey, Deroy, how are we doing?
Bill, great to talk to you.
Always good to have you here, especially talking about what's going on. Several weeks ago, you wrote about Joe Biden not getting anything right. The left just cannot seem to get anything right. And, of course, Joe Biden, when it comes to foreign policy, which is amazing to me because he's still regarded as some sort of foreign policy expert. And even Bill Gates said that when it comes to foreign policy, he doesn't recall Joe Biden ever getting anything right. But I'll tell you, this is the crown jewel of his ineptness and his lack of, foreign policy chops with what he did single-handedly almost with Afghanistan.
Yeah, you say the crown jewel. This is the hope diamond of foreign policy disasters. And as you said, Robert Gates, the former defense secretary under Obama, who also served under G.W. Bush, he's served both parties. I believe he said that Joe Biden's gotten every foreign policy question wrong throughout his entire 50-year career. And, boy, this is just the quintessence of that. I mean, the disaster in Afghanistan is breathtaking. The Taliban came in a matter of about, 72 hours, and people around him are no more competent. There's an amazing little video of Secretary of State Blinken giving a testimony via Zoom to, I believe, the House Foreign Relations Committee, and somebody asked him about Afghanistan. He said, well, it's not like the Taliban's going to take over between a Friday and a Monday sometime in July or August. Well, that's exactly, precisely to a consonant what happened. They took over between a Friday and a Monday in August. I mean, he was 100% wrong on that one. And just to see the way that is that the situation's gotten completely out of control and the level of disengagement on the part of Biden. I mean, hanging out at Camp David, he could have put a jacket on and come out and made a statement. He didn't do that. You saw the picture of him sitting at that conference room, I guess, like the Situation Room.
Yes.
And Camp David, all by himself. He should easily could have brought in a general, say, sit next to the president there, bring a guy from the CIA, sit next to him so he looks like he's got some people. He looked, as home alone as Macaulay Culkin, age 17.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Macaulay Culkin. And then it turns out.
Well, probably there wasn't a general or anybody that wanted to be near him at this point, right?
Maybe they're just keeping their very, very safe social distance. I
exactly, right.
Professional distance. And then he leaves Camp David, gives that very petulant speech where he points the fingers at everybody but himself, and then he goes back to Camp David, amazingly. And then we learned, I think, on Tuesday afternoon, the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, rather, comes out and says that the president hasn't conferred with any of our allies. This is the guy who ran for president saying, oh, I'm going to bring America back together with the world and reach out to our allies and rebuild these relationships that Donald Trump destroyed, blah, blah, blah. Turns out I didn't talk to any of our allies about this. So then I guess they wake up Boris Johnson, get him on the phone, and then put out a statement saying, oh, Biden talked to Boris Johnson today. I mean, breathtaking.
Yeah.
Not just an absence of leadership, but not even the illusion of leadership. I would think if these guys would be, they'd at least be smart to make it look as if he were in charge. They can't even pull that off.
Exactly.
It's a stunning disaster.
Leading from behind, and he learned it so well with the Obama regime, because that's what they were known for. And the thing that really bothers me, DeRoy, is every time they talk about what Trump did on an international stage, is just the exact opposite. Barack Obama and Joe Biden were, you know, two disasters internationally. They did so much damage. They put our national security at risk. Everything that they've, you know, that they claim that Donald Trump did is exactly what they did. Because Donald Trump, I mean, even from the real simple aspect, you know, people would ask me, they go, you know, do you think Barack Obama's Muslim? I said, I don't know that he is. He says he's a Christian. I mean, I'll believe what he says. But certainly, I mean, there's no doubt that there's a lot of Muslim influence in his background, because he's very articulate about it. He's very knowledgeable about it. Yeah, I didn't know of anybody. I mean, I was surprised that if the Muslims were going to do a sword dance, they would have done one for Barack Obama. But they do a sword dance for Donald J. Trump. So, you know, what does that tell you?
Well, you're right. It was his very first overseas trip. He went to the Middle East and had this really amazing meeting with the Saudi royal family and Muslim leaders from the Middle East and South Asia elsewhere, and spoke to him very forcefully and said, look, you know, the jihad's got to stop. This is ridiculous. We need to stop these people. We can't live in the 7th century A.D. It was very bold and very direct and, I thought, very tough speech. And I think it was a really preview of what he did the rest of his presidency, which was be firm, be tough. And eventually, by the time he left, he had not one, not two, not three, but four different Middle East peace deals. And I think it was three or four different nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. So actually, rather than tear the Middle East apart, it actually stabilized it and calmed it down, which, you know, is not an easy thing to do. And now we see the exact opposite situation with the Taliban back in charge, and I'm sure the chaos in the Middle East will increase as the terrorists who've been freed from Bagram Air Base Detention Center and other places, Al-Qaeda guys and ISIS guys who should have been executed. I don't know why these guys are still breathing. Mm. Anyway, they're going to go back to jihad, and they'll be across the Middle East, and wouldn't be surprised if they're in Middle America before too long, because the border's wide open. If I were a jihadist just freshly liberated, I'd be calling my travel agent, trying to figure out how to get to Mexico and come across the border and come to the U.S. and create carnage and mayhem for the 330 infidels in the United States of America and the great Satan. So I think this border disaster is going to combine with the Afghanistan disaster, and you're going to have terrorists coming in through this lack of a border we have today, and all that will be, again, right in the lap of Joe Biden, who turns out to be a complete disaster, not the foreign policy guru who we were led to believe would
right.
be in charge
exactly.
today.
You know, DeRoy, it wouldn't be so bad if it was only, you know, just that, but the ripple effect that it will have, how this will embolden China, Russia, Iran, you know, we already see and hear of the rumblings that are taking place that are very aggressive, because America has been reduced to a crumb of toast.
Yeah. That's true. Look, I'm very happy that I don't live in Taiwan right now, and I really have my fingers crossed that the folks of Taiwan will remain free and independent and prosperous in the next 12 months. Having seen how we completely ran away from our allies and our friends in Afghanistan and left them in the lurch, not to mention what have we got? Is it 10,000, 20,000 Americans who are
exactly.
basically on the ground wondering how they're going to get home? And Biden is back at Camp, well, he was back at Camp David. He's now returned to the White House, but you know, just continuing his R&R at Camp David, all this is going on. I got to think, if I'm Xi Jinping, I'm thinking, well, you know, this might be really the time to grab Taiwan and bring them,
exactly,
you know, drag them into the
White House,
because what's Joe Biden going to do? He's going to go back to Camp David and sleep on it.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, here American citizens are stranded, and Biden says, you know, take an Uber to the airport.
Yes, take an Uber to the airport.
Are you kidding me?
Earlier, he's not been on the phone with any of our allies. It turns out there was a joke. I kicked that back. He finally, once he got slammed for that, he called up
yeah.
Johnson. I guess they had a late night talk. Apparently, it was a German plane that left the Kabul International Airport yesterday with only seven people on it, with, I don't know, 100 empty seats, 200 empty seats. Why didn't Biden call up our allies and say, listen, if you have any planes leaving, let us know. We'll
yes.
get some Americans on it and get them out of there. And maybe we could have had some Americans sitting in those empty seats rather than empty seats. Maybe Angela Merkel would have said, "Oh, thanks for calling, Joe. We have a plane on the tarmac. We'll hold it for an hour and get your guys on it and get them out of there." But nope, it left with seven people on it, all these empty seats, and Biden's not, other than Boris Johnson, not talked to any of our allies about how maybe they can help.
Unbelievable.
Disaster. Complete.
Going to break. Got to go to break. We got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Minutes. minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're continuing our conversation with the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network, DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, I do want to talk more about what happened in Afghanistan, but also if we can just have a moment to just take a breather and talk about a movie. Can we talk about Respect for just a moment?
Absolutely. Yeah, I saw a wonderful movie over the weekend called Respect. This is a biopic about Aretha Franklin, starring Jennifer Hudson. Forest Whitaker is in it as well, and a number of other other stars, maybe not quite so famous. But I've described this movie as basically the antidote to critical race theory in a number of capacities. One is the critical race theory people tell us that whites are oppressors, blacks are oppressed, and black folks never can succeed because whitey's holding us down all the time. You watch this movie, which starts in the late 1950s and continues to the early 70s. And in the early 50s, when Aretha Franklin's a little girl, the movie starts in her family's bedroom. Her dad's a preacher, and he's got a bunch of friends over. They're beautifully dressed. The men are in suits. The women are in dresses. They're elegant. They're poised. They look educated. They're well-spoken. They're obviously prosperous. And somehow, even when things are terrible for blacks in the 1950s, they somehow are able to hold their heads up in dignity. And you see that throughout this film, so that aspect of critical race theory is completely shut down. And the other part of it that's presented very, very beautifully and not in a heavy-handed manner, it's just as the way the story is untold, you see Aretha Franklin and her career advancing by working with people like John Hammond, legendary record producer at CBS and music executive, a man named Jerry Wexler at Atlantic Records, various white musicians at Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And basically you see Aretha Franklin working with white artists, white executives, white marketing people, et cetera. They work together. They create music together. They enrich themselves and enrich all of us with their artistry, enrich themselves with the sales revenue from her records. And it's just a great story of an American legend and how she made herself. Obviously had a lot of challenges along the way, and those are presented very clearly. But it really flies in the face of what we're told from the critical race folks, that black people can't make it because of white people, and that white people and black people can't get along because whites are so busy oppressing black folks that there can be no friendship or amity or collaboration between them.
Exactly.
And it really flies in the face of both those concepts. It's very entertaining. The music is terrific. It's well shot. The acting and writing are wonderful. I highly recommend that picture.
And it reminds you, DeRoy, like you say, how many other thousands upon thousands of stories, just like Aretha, minorities that weren't supposed to make it, but for America, but for the American dream. And where else would that have happened?
Absolutely. And, she did this while, dealing with some men in her life who were very difficult. And obviously she was a black woman with all the challenge that represents. And she was, I believe, the youngest person to ever enter the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I believe she won 13 Grammys. She was a successful, legendary, and beloved artist all the way until when she passed away a couple of years ago. I believe she's the youngest person ever to win the Kennedy Center Honors. And just a huge, huge success, beloved by people left, middle, right, white, black, Hispanic, et cetera, and one of the greatest artists this country's ever produced, despite what the critical race theory people tell us is, you're black, you can't make it, you're a victim. You're not going to succeed because you're basically held down by white people in a situation that's one notch this side of slavery.
Yeah, without a doubt. And as I was watching that movie, too, I don't know why, DeRoy, but I just had a renewed appreciation for gospel music. And thank God for people of color, because, you know how to sing. I mean, you know how to express the ethos, the passion, the soul, if you will, of gospel music. Like, it's just like God said, okay, look it. How I'm going to anoint black people. I am going to give them the gift of song and passion and interpretation of lyric in such a unique way. I'll tell you this story. Being raised Catholic, I'm on a plane. I'm flying to New York, okay? I'm on my way to New York. And one of the movies on the airplane was Sister Act with Whoopi Goldberg. And as a Catholic boy, you know, I'm watching this, and here it is. You know, she's singing all these great Catholic songs. I mean, well, they were Catholic songs, but they were, they modernized, my guy into my God, and these things. And here I am. And tears are rolling down. I was so moved, DeRoy. Tears are literally running down my face. Just so attuned and appreciative that you could praise God in such a way. And I was so touched, by that movie. And people were looking at me going, Laura, are you okay? Are you okay?
I cry so much.
I was
terrified of flying.
Yeah, really. It was either that or Whoopi. And maybe I should have been, but, that's okay. But still, I just so appreciated that. But that was something, in watching Aretha Franklin's biopic and this one here with Jennifer Hudson, I just thought, wow, what a blessing. Because I'll tell you, there's nobody else can sing gospel. But
this is something that the critical race theory people like to say, if only black people can do gospel, only Mexican people can talk about, mariachi music.
Mariachi, and refried beans and whatever, yeah.
Right, and every group has to hold on to its culture and not share. These things can't cross-pollinate. It's also wonderful, you think about the effect gospel music's had on pop music in general. For example, that Doobie Brothers song, Jesus Just All Right? That's actually an old gospel tune from a gospel choir in Oakland, and somebody got it to one of the Doobie Brothers, and these folks said, "Well, let's do our version of it," and it got to be a huge, huge hit. I'm sure multiple gold or multiple platinum level recording. The song "Loves Me Like a Rock" by Paul Simon, those wonderful gospel-like background vocals. So this is a beautiful example, again, of how different aspects of our society, black culture crosses into white culture crosses into black culture. John Coltrane playing as the saxophone. The saxophone's an instrument that was created, I think, in Belgium by a bunch of white folks in Belgium. And here's this black guy doing a wonderful job with the saxophone, as so many black artists have done. And now our different cultural backgrounds interweave and meld together and create something even more beautiful. And critical race theory people don't like that. If you're white, you keep your saxophone. If you're black, you keep your gospel. And never the twain shall meet. And what a crabbed, horrible, and closed-minded way to approach all the things that we can share among each other to make ourselves.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, speaking of gospel music, and I never knew this. I've been kind of a hack musician. I played guitar even as a little kid and everything, but I didn't realize I didn't play piano. Always loved, I wished I could, but I just never, took the lessons and really committed to it. But there was a black pianist the other day was showing us that gospel music was all played on the black keys. That's all they played. They used the black keys. I'd never known that. Did you know that? Did you know that?
I very much appreciate music, but I don't know a G flat from an F sharp or
okay, all right.
But I'm not aware about that. That's a very interesting detail. Yeah, fascinating.
Yeah. Just a little bonus here that you get with Bill Martinez and DeRoy Murdoch, I'm telling you. Okay, as we wrap things, about a minute and a half left. What happens in Afghanistan, we know, will not stay in Afghanistan. You pointed that out. What's next here, DeRoy?
Well, that's my worry, is that the bad guys over there, it's bad enough if they do evil over in Afghanistan, but they don't like us very much. They don't like Israel very much. They don't like Europe very much. And I think that the Al-Qaeda and ISIS guys have been, pretty much, under a rock. Well, the rock's been kicked over, and, Joe Biden didn't arrange things, so these people could have been, terrorists could have been shipped off somewhere else where they could be kept an eye on. Or what I would have done, I just would have executed them, get rid of them once and for all. A terrorist who's dead is not really a threat to anybody whatsoever. And that didn't happen. So now they're loose, they're free, and ready to go back to jihad, and they're pumped up. The Taliban's back in charge. They've got the wind at their backs, and boy, we better get that southern border stitched up, or those folks are going to be coming across from there. I'm sure these people are going to be able to get, fake passports to come in, probably through the airports. So this is something that we've had behind us, not have to worry about too much. And thanks to the completely inept and incompetent Joe Biden, the worry about terrorist attacks on the home front is something we got to worry about again,
Unfortunately. fake passports and fake COVID vaccination cards brought to you by the Chinese as well, oh, by the way. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, has been our guest. DeRoy, as always, appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
All right, you as well, Bill. Good to talk to you.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the U.S. military and State Department rush to evacuate American citizens and Afghan allies from Kabul's airport, Taliban checkpoints are cutting them off, not letting them pass. President Biden did not consult our NATO partners and unilaterally decided to remove American troops from Afghanistan before all of our peoples could get out. Late Senator John McCain warned Americans about the incompetence of Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
A vote concerning Mr. Tony Blinken, who is not only unqualified, but in fact, in my view, one of the worst selections that of a very bad lot that this president has chosen.
The Georgia State Elections Board has voted to appoint a bipartisan panel to review the management of elections in Fulton County. Republican Governor Brian Kemp, a former Secretary of State, applauded the action. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have my good friend Robert Curry, who's back with us, serving on the board of directors of the Claremont Institute, author of Reclaiming Common Sense, Finding Truth in a Post-Truth World, and Common Sense Nation, Unlocking the Forgotten Power of the American Idea. Both are published by Encounter Books, by the way. Hey, Robert, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm always happy to be talking with you, Bill. Thanks.
Well, hey, you made my day. Thank you so much. And I'll tell you, I think when people, if they've not seen your latest column on being Fauciized, I think this is going to cause them to take pause. I mean, you ask the question of, you know, maybe you make a statement more than a question. Getting rid of the CDC would be a great start to some of these COVID ills we've been dealing with.
Yeah, the problem is that we've created these organizations that are really dictatorial in nature. I mean, I don't know, and no one knows what would have happened if we'd have just treated this like a regular flu and life had gone on, and some people had had troubles, and everything would have been very likely, in my opinion, somewhere in the range of what we've experienced in the past. But
right.
But giving the CDC, allowing the CDC to and Fauci to basically take over the country and the American economy and start wrecking things and turning things upside down, how is this different from a totalitarian society? I mean, we'd just be better off without the CDC.
Yeah. Well, it's been a grand experiment at our expense. I mean, we're living lab rats is what this has turned out to be. And to your point, what the CDC and these government institutions have been able to do is rob us of our liberties. And as you say, the question remains is, you know, are we better off today, or we would, or could we have been better off just letting it run its course and treating it like any flu ailment? And I would say that I think that that's a good question to ask, and it's a fair question to ask because, you know, a lot of what the CDC and even the WHO would tell us is in the realm of the theoretical.
Politically motivated.
Exactly. So where
in power.
Yeah. Where are the facts? And the fact is science is always asking questions. It is not the final answer on these things. But what's happened is we've surrendered this to the Faucis of the world, and we've made them into mini gods, and they get the last say on this stuff. And this is why one minute he says, well, wear masks. Next minute he says, nah, maybe don't wear masks. I mean, it's all over the place, and it's no wonder there's vaccine hesitancy and confusion about this whole manner of how we've addressed this COVID-19 event.
In this way and in so many other ways, what the government is now doing is rubbing our noses in the fact that, you know, that we are no longer a country that assumes liberty for the individual. Now, I mean, and it's just, they're not just, the arbitrariness of what Fauci is doing isn't just a complete assault on liberty, but it's arbitrariness. It is to rub our noses in the fact that, okay, you don't have your liberties anymore, and if you think you do, just watch what we're going to do next.
Yeah.
The thing about Fauci is, you know, he's been a crazy, incompetent, evil person for his entire long career in government. In the 80s, he's the guy who told everybody that we were all at risk of getting AIDS just from contact with people. He said that to the American people and to Congress, and he said we need billions of dollars to develop a vaccine to prevent AIDS because everybody is at risk of getting it. Now, see, that was his trial run on what he's just succeeded in doing,
right?
You know, with this flu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's you drum up the fear, and as you say, he's really come to, hold the perfect name for rule by government experts. And you say Fauciism. I love this. And basically, Fauciism is fascism with a difference. Go ahead and explain.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, the fascist dictators like to wear uniforms and prance around in uniforms. And then if you opposed them, they said you were treasonous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Fauci, a typical Fauciist bureaucrat dresses like a bureaucrat instead of in a military uniform and says that if you oppose his edicts, you're opposing science.
Yeah.
So, fascism, Fauciism, in either case, you have someone who takes over and rules not representing the people, but actually grinding the people down.
Right, exactly. Well, it's for self-interest and preservation. This is why, you know, like this whole situation with, gain of function. I mean, gain of function, you know as well as I do, it's a fine line between that and biological warfare. They just call it gain of function because it's just different enough to be acceptable until it isn't. And,
it's a sweetener. It's a cover name for that. I mean, it's a lie. Calling it gain of function is a technical word that says, okay, we're going to kill people.
Right.
And Fauci actually paid for that research over there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, this is nuts. I mean, I personally know a guy who used to brag to me about how he, you know, was making a great living, you know, doing research in China paid for by Fauci. Well, he doesn't talk about that anymore.
Well, of course
but
not.
That was his point of pride for some time. So the evil on this thing goes beyond anything you can imagine. And the really important point is that Fauci should have been fired when it turned out that he was lying to the American people about AIDS. That was in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in there all this time making trouble. So the solution is not to get a new guy in there, but to shut the whole place down.
Right, exactly. Well, help me understand this. I mean, it's well documented that Barack Obama told Fauci not to put any money into the Wuhan laboratory, but he went ahead and did it anyway. And I guess if you're the highest paid government employee, even more than the president, I guess you can do as you darn well please. Well, he went ahead and invested in the Wuhan laboratory. He had his scientists over there, and I think this was like in 2015, somewhere in that area, plus or minus. But anyway, so they go there, and they come back after about 18 months, and they say, look, the report was not good. He said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're reckless. They're going to have a problem over there. Okay, so Where's Fauci when we have the outbreak of corona? He says nothing. He's absolutely silent on this whole situation. And I'm going, what is going on here? Where is the legacy media? Where's everybody on reporting on this? I mean, this has been reported, but boy, it has not hit the headlines. It has not been manifested in a way that it should because of the measure and the effect of what happened as a result of the recklessness. And in some cases, one of the virologists there, Chinese virologists who came to the United States, said this wasn't reckless, this wasn't by mistake, this was by design.
I believe that for sure. I mean, and I think Fauci is complicit, not just in the origin of this stuff, but in how it was handled here. He was made a reach for power and put himself in a position where he could protect himself, you know, from accountability for what he's done. And, you know, this is what's going on in Washington. We have a ruling class up there of people, evil people like Fauci, and we can come up with some other names pretty quickly, can't we? And they're all protected by their friends in the D.C. media. And when it's called the swamp, it kind of catches the idea, but it's not a safe place for Americans to wade into.
Yeah, it's been festering for a long time. It makes you wonder for a moment, Robert Curry, what kind of counsel Fauci was giving to President Trump at the time.
Oh, yeah, well, we know what kind.
I mean, how compromised?
Yeah, that's right. He was entangling him. I just happened to be watching television when Trump came on the first time with Fauci beside him. And I turned to my bride and said, oh, my God, we're in trouble, because I knew who Fauci was. He was the guy who perpetrated this evil AIDS thing back in the 80s
right.
And scared people to death. Now, that's all been forgotten. And he did not lose his job. That's the important thing. He did not lose his job. These people can't be fired. Mm-hmm. We just have to clean out the that's why we have to shut down the organization, because you put a new guy in there, he'll play the same game.
Robert Curry has been our guest. Robert, how can people be in touch with you?
Well, I mean, my favorite way for people to be in touch with me is to read my books. You know, you can really get my thinking in Common Sense Nation and in Reclaiming Common Sense. I'm the official champion of common sense in America.
Linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Robert, as always, a joy. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Nice to talk with you, Bill.
You got it.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage, or turn a piece of property into
a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You're 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and today is the day. Focus on the Family is releasing the last episode of its six-part video series leading up to Sea Life 2021. In each of the six episodes, we saw meaningful discussions of everyday heroes in the pro-life movement, and the Executive Director of Advocacy for Children at Focus is with us right now, Robin Chambers. Robin, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Always happy to be here.
Well, today's a special day, isn't it? I mean, this culmination of the six-part video series people are buzzing. I mean, this is really a blessing, what Focus on the Family and, everybody associated with this has given us.
Well, it has been probably one of the neatest projects we've worked on at Focus. The six-digit episodes were just designed to have conversations. We want to always have an open door for that conversation, and these episodes have hit some pretty hard topics, but also some great topics on how people can get involved and really support those young women in an unplanned pregnancy. It's been really, really amazing to watch the responses.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, again, in doing this, I got to imagine, Robin, for a moment, you thank God for America. You thank God for our First Amendment, freedom of speech. I mean, here we are. We see upheaval around the world, particularly in Afghanistan these days, when people don't have a voice. They can't talk about these things. And here we are. We're privileged and blessed to be in a country like America that says, hey, look, let's talk about it. Let's have an open discussion. And it's discussions like this that will shut down the cancel culture, because they have no place. There's no redemption. There's no validity in that argument other than, you know, I want to get my way and I want you to hear my voice only because that's all that counts. But in real life, it isn't. Everybody has a story that must be heard, you know, if for nothing else, that we would have compassion and empathy for one another. Right, Robin?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's what's interesting. We've heard that word compassion from several people that really weren't sure how they felt about abortion. And they said, thank you for speaking into this with compassion. And isn't that what we want to do?
Yeah. And you and I have discussed this before. I mean, how many stories are still quiet in the pews with people that are sitting right next to you at church on Sunday? And whenever abortion is brought up, you can almost feel and sense the body language. The eyes go down. Shame seems to come over. And God says, I don't want you to be shameful. I mean, that's why Jesus went to the cross, is that he took on all our shame. He wants us to be redeemed. And that can only happen at the cross through the blood of Christ and by God's grace and mercy. And you know, our God is big enough to handle no matter what you've done, and don't think that you've been the only person. This is men and women alike, Robin, right? I mean, because that's the other thing, too, that encourages me, is that I am hearing more and more men, you know, coming and addressing this needed issue because they've stuffed it down for years. It has bothered them. And sometimes what happens when you stuff things down, you don't realize how subtle it is and how it impacts certainly the peace in your life and your life in every measure, doesn't it?
That's so true. And one of our guests is Darrell Godsey, the president of Heartbeat International, and he said something so profound. You know, he said when he was in college, he took his girlfriend at the time to get an abortion, and he said, but I realized years later that I was not outside of the Lord's redemption, the Lord's grace and healing, and look what he's allowed me to do now. You know, through that redemption. And you said it, you know, that's why Christ went to the cross. And I love that we had men speaking into this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get to that point where you say, I am because I was. It's not that you want to hide it. I mean, the was part is what makes you who I am and strengthens your testimony. And I know testimony sounds, you know, for some people, well, that sounds, you know, so Christianese and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, but what it does is that more than anything, because what our testimony does is it affirms our belief in God Almighty, a redeeming God.
Oh, absolutely. And he can always use our brokenness, and I think that's what helps us to be really empathetic, you know, with someone who's gone through that same situation, and we're not preaching to them. We're saying, we've been there, we did that, and look what God's been able to do since that time. And so I don't think it's I love the word testimony. I think it's time for us to tell those stories and not keep our secrets.
Yeah, because it will encourage everybody else. We're talking with Robin Chambers from Focus on the Family. She is the executive director of advocacy for children at Focus. And today is the day. This is the release of the last episode, 6-part video series leading up to Sea Life 21. This incredible series is, you know, discussions with everyday heroes in the pro-life movement. And you may not see yourself as being part of the pro-life movement, but if you offer, as Robin says, you know, your testimony about who you were and now who you are as a result of your experience, you are therefore part of this pro-life movement, are you not?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I've shared this, I think, with you, Bill. You know, I had my own story of an unplanned pregnancy, yes. And I did choose life. But there's so many other women who haven't because they didn't have the support. And that's what these episodes were designed to do, is to encourage people to be that support, be that woman or that man who comes alongside a young woman in that unexpected pregnancy. And these episodes have done a great job of beginning that conversation and then encouraging people to get involved at their local level. And those episodes are available at FocusOnTheFamily.com. You can go back and watch the other 5. And then join us August 28th in Dallas, Texas for the live event or online. You can watch as well.
Yeah, and I love the way you did this. It's a coffee shop style conversation. People just sitting around, just talking stories, we say in Hawaii, you know. Everybody loves to talk story. But being open and telling your story, because the fact of the matter is since Roe v. Wade, and this is what I believe that is so disturbing, is you have some groups like Planned Parenthood that say they care so much about women. And there was a binary choice. And basically it was, you have the child,
You ruin your career. You disrupt your educational process. Who knows? This jerk may not even marry you. So you're probably going to be better off, you know, to abort that child. I mean, nothing about adoption, nothing about any other alternative. Just, hey, abort the child, give us $500, and you get to go on with your life. Until you realize that you really can't go on with your life. And, you know, you and I have had this discussion many times, and this is what breaks my heart, and this is what's behind the big lie of it all, Robin, is that the women and men along with them went along with this. Like, it was meaningless. It's just, you know, something that could be cut out, like a tumor or something. But then they realize after it's done that There's something profound here. I don't quite understand it. And maybe years later, they come to the realization that, oh, my God, I killed my child. The technology today that exists, that you've shown many times, Robin, is so conclusive that this is a child, this is a human being. And then you read the Word of God, and God is right there saying, hey, I was there. I am knitting. I was the one knitting you in your mother's womb. I mean, can you imagine the Father there putting us together? And as he's doing that, Robin, he's putting in you all these elements for you to go to work one day at Focus on the Family, which then you didn't know anything about. But this is all part of your destiny and was all part of the wiring and everything that God had put into your very being back then in your mother's womb. And then he says, go, girl. Man, I got you. You're my girl, and you're going to make this happen. And even in those down moments when you thought, how am I ever going to do this? God said, no. I'm the one. I know the end from the beginning. This is your destiny. Here's your identity. And I'm still with you to this very day. And he's done that for Robin. And he's done that for you. He's done that for everybody. Because our God is almighty and he's more than enough, isn't he?
Amen. Those were such profound words and such hope-filled words. And that's exactly what we need to leave these young women with, is that there's hope. There's hope for them and their child because God has that purpose that you just mentioned. And that's why we use ultrasound. That's why we partner with pregnancy centers. That's why we're encouraging people to get involved. Come join us August 28th in Dallas, Texas. Find out ways to get involved. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Maybe you can be the one person. One of your listeners could be that one person who could change that young woman's life, and she could choose life for her and her child.
Amen. Robin Chambers is with us with Focus on the Family. And more than ever, Robin, I am increasingly sensitive to the importance of being able to talk. Freedom of speech, holding space for people to tell their stories so that they can understand that maybe they think they did the worst thing ever until they hear another story and you go, wow, and God forgave you? Oh, my goodness, did God forgive me? And, you know, and so what this is creating a movement, I believe, that is disturbing the forces of Planned Parenthood and those pro-abortionists, because organically people are discovering the truth and they're realizing, and I know you're hearing this as I am too, people are saying very emphatically, they lied to me. They lied to me. And you hear the pain in their voice, Robin.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that young women who are in that situation that are facing, you know, this decision, am I going to choose life or am I going to have an abortion? They go in for that ultrasound and they see the lie right there on the screen. And we've heard mm-hmm. stories from the pregnancy centers of those young women looking at the sonographer and saying, I was told it's a clump of tissue. That's my baby. They lied. Yes. And so you think about mm-hmm. that moment, that crossroads of, oh, my goodness, look what I almost did. And it was because mm-hmm. I was told to lie.
Robin Chambers from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Robin. God bless. We'll see you there.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you